Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Homelessness continues to be an issue across the country and here in our state, and many solutions have been proposed and tried, yet the problem remains. Kyle Harding is Executive Director of the Oliver Gospel Mission. He joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Kyle, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Now tell us about the mission.
We started in 1888, so we've been around for a long time and been on the same street corner since 1888, right at the corner of Taylor and Assembly. Today, we operate a men's center at this address. We also have a center for women and children called Toby's Place that opened in 2017. And then we operate a couple of social enterprises. We have a thrift store out on Two Notch Road, and we have a roastery, which is a coffee shop downtown Columbia on Taylor Street.
Tell us more about what goes on.
Both at Toby's Place and the Men's Center, we are a gospel mission. So we're a rescue mission in the traditional pattern of gospel rescue missions. We have incorporated modern therapeutic resources into our programs. We have basically three levels of service. We have emergency shelter, so anybody can come to our door. They will be welcomed in. It's a judgment-free process. We support, love, we make friends. We give people a safe place to spend the night, clean bed, a hot shower, hot meal, access to laundry service, to just show people the dignity of being human, right? And to show people friendship. With that overnight emergency shelter service, we then enter into conversations. And this is how we begin to fulfill our mission. Our mission statement is engaging in transforming lives through the power of Christ's love. So as we have conversations, we find out, are people ready to make a change? Are they tired of this lifestyle that they're living? Would they like to do better? And if they believe that they would, they have access then to a 6 or 12 month program. In that program, we work with them on educational opportunities, job coaching, put them through counseling that is tailored to what their specific pattern of trauma has been and what they need to recover from. Additionally, at the Men's Center, we have a 12-month addiction recovery program for people who are struggling with drugs or alcohol, any substance abuse problem.
What have you personally discovered about homelessness since you've been working in this area?
So I've been working in the area about 10 months now. I am new, not only just to Columbia and South Carolina, but I'm new to not new to homelessness as a societal problem, but I'm new to hands-on interaction. And here's what I've learned, and this is going to sound kind of strange, but I've learned that everyone is different, and yet everyone is the same. The stories that I'm hearing are all unique. And I eat lunch in our men's center about 3 times a week, and I speak with shelter guests, and I keep notes on that. And I have met people that have come from lucrative careers. I have met people that have been just chronically homeless, the people that you see on the sidewalks. It is amazing how different the stories are. Addiction will almost always end in brokenness and in tragedy. And so unless it's interrupted, that is a commonality. Apart from that, though, I was speaking with one of the men who is an only child and didn't have much of a family structure. His parents died a few years ago. He had some money. He didn't know how to manage it. He burned through it. He said, I traveled all around the country and ran out of money in Columbia, and that's why I'm here. It can be as simple as that, and we're helping him get back going. And we helped him find work, and he's building a bank balance, and we're teaching him financial counseling, the things that he needs to get back on track. And that's our whole thing. We are less enthusiastic about cycling people through emergency shelter than we are about identifying people through that emergency shelter who really we can help to get back on track and what we call transformed life. That's our mission.
Well, Kyle, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Hey, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Kyle Harding is Executive Director of the Oliver Gospel Mission in Columbia. We will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. www.thesouthcountyfoodbank.org, where you can hear the show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.